Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kevin Meller about the Riverside Area Community Club's free summer movie and concert series that kicks off with a showing of Angels in the Outfield at Hall Park tonight. Tell me about the free movie series that's kicking off this Friday.
We are showing Angels in the Outfield on Friday night at dusk. The Ball Association is having their opening ceremony in town, so we're going to have most of the kids in town that are playing town ball will be there anyway, so we figured it was a perfect time to test out the new speakers and put up a movie screen and show a movie. So we figured Angels in the Outfield was perfect.
Sure. And that's happening at Hall Park, right?
Yep, Hall Park.
Do you know when the other movie showings will be this summer?
We have a schedule, but it's still slightly tentative, but we'll be doing the next one for sure will be on June 2nd. We're doing a movie and a concert that night. We're going to have Two Bit Maniac playing in the park, and then after the concert's over, we're going to show, I can't remember off the top of my head, I think it's one of the Marvel films. I think it's going to be either Avengers or Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know if we've decided which one yet.
Do you know what other sorts of movies you'll be wanting to show this summer?
Oh, yeah. We're going to try to show Star Wars The Last Jedi. We're going to show a Pixar movie. And then maybe Remember the Titans or something like that when we get closer to football season.
So how many events are planned?
So we're going to the plan is to have five different movie nights and then have five different concerts.
And so one of the concerts, one of the movies are falling on the same date together.
Yes. We're kind of, with everything going on, we were running out of weekends.
Yeah. So. You mentioned Two-Bit Maniac is playing on June 2nd. Tell me a bit about them.
They are an Iowa City band. They played last year at Trek Fest. I can't remember Amy's last name, but she is the lead soloist, or the lead singer, and she's phenomenal. They just have a great sound. They're just a great band to listen to. They sing just a little bit of everything, so mainly on the rock side, but they're just easy to listen to, great sound.
And what other sorts of band or music are you looking to have this summer?
We're going to have try to have a little bit of everything. You know, right now we haven't booked any of the bands past Trek Fest. We're in negotiations for all the bands at Ragbri, so we're kind of trying to get all that stuff ironed out, and then we'll fill the rest of our slots. But yeah, hopefully we'll have just a little bit of everything. I am a little biased. I tend to lean more towards the rock songs and some of the classic rock and the stuff like that. But we'll try to make it so everybody can find something to like.
When you have the movie nights and the concert nights, will there be vendors or anything else going on at Hall Park?
For the movie nights, probably not a whole lot. We may bring in a few vendors later in the year, but it's more centered on town. We'll probably, we may ask some of the Stone Pizza places to come in and set up shop. But the concerts, we will have a beer tent and probably some food along those lines.
Yeah, I think I remember a while back hearing about that maybe there was some sort of stipulation as far as having vendors at the park when these things were going on.
Yeah, with the movies, we have to be extremely careful with the licensing agreements that our group can't sell anything. So if a concession stand and other things are open, then so be it. But, the movies, we have to be a lot more low-key. But it's still just going to be a fun night for families to bring out the blankets and picnics and just enjoy the nice nights and enjoy the movie.
Sure. And what outcome are you looking for, when it comes to having this movie and concert series this summer?
Well, we're looking for more community engagement, get people down into the parks. The concerts, we hope to eventually, we just kind of want to establish them this year, but then hopefully they turn into a good fundraiser for the Riverside Area Community Club so we can start, continue to improve the park and do other activities and projects around town.
How is it serving as a fundraiser for the club?
Well, it would be the beer tent, the concessions tents. So that's the plan.
When you're having the concerts, that is.
Yes. Okay. Yes. The movie nights is just a give back. It's just a community event. We don't really expect to ever really make money. It's just something nice for the families.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kevin Meller about the Riverside Area Community Club's free summer movie and concert series that kicks off with a showing of Angels in the Outfield at Hall Park tonight. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.